Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this day of Pentecost, Whitsunday, Year B. Our readings today, Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 to 14, Psalm 104, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 to 21, and the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 26 and 27, and chapter 16, verses 4b to 15. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Let us praise God, for God is gracious. Let us give thanks, for God is the source of all good things. Let us worship God now, for God is the Lord of glory. Let us adore God, for God is the Lord. Amen. Lord, we believe that you have called us here, and we have come to hear the word of life and to respond to the truth of Jesus. By your Holy Spirit, transform our formal act of worship into a joyous celebration of your love. May our praises overflow with love on this day of Pentecost. In the name of Jesus, may our worship honor you here and everywhere and forever. We pray that your Holy Spirit will empower our praises for your glory and infuse our discipleship with the presence of the living Christ. Amen. We have the hymn, Come Gracious Spirit, Heavenly Dove, CPWI 271. We pray the collect for Pentecost, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, on this day, You open the way of eternal life to every race and nation by the promised gift of your Holy Spirit. Shed abroad this gift throughout the world by the preaching of the gospel and the administration of the holy sacraments, that it may reach to the ends of the earth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, The Third Person. The Third Person. The Book of Common Prayer of the Church in the Province of the West Indies, in its catechism, states, this church uses two creeds, the Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Creed. A third creed, called the Athanasian Creed, is occasionally used in some churches. Book of Common Prayer, page 397. The Athanasian Creed is a statement of Christian belief that focuses on the doctrine of the Trinity and the person and deeds of Christ. It is named after a 4th century bishop, Athanasius of Alexandria. In part, this creed states, so the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. And yet there are not three gods, but one God. So likewise, the Father is Lord, the Son is Lord, the Holy Spirit is Lord, and yet not three lords, but one Lord. It is fairly easy for us to understand the idea of God as Father. Whether our experience of Father was a good one or not, we all have a Father, and we have an image of Father in our mind. As we read the Gospels, we can relate to Jesus, the Word becoming flesh and dwelling among us. We can relate to Jesus' humanity, his ministry among us, and we can relate to his sonship. However, for many of us, the Holy Spirit remains the mysterious third person. The writer of the book of Genesis points us to a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. Our first exposure to the Holy Spirit. In the rest of the Old Testament, there are few occasions when the Holy Spirit is mentioned, and a pattern emerges. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit was given to individuals who had a special task to perform for God. When the Lord had a task to be done, someone was chosen for the task and equipped with the Holy Spirit, who gave them the ability and power to perform the task. The writer of the book of Exodus records, the Lord spoke to Moses, see, I have called Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with divine spirit, with ability, intelligence, and knowledge in every craft, to devise artistic designs, to work in gold, silver, and bronze, in cutting stones for setting, and for carving wood in every kind of craft. Exodus chapter 31, verses 1 to 7. This individual was called by God to be the chief architect of the tabernacle. In the book of Numbers, when Moses complained about the burden of leadership, he was instructed to gather for me 70 elders of the people. I will come down and talk with you there, and I will take some of the spirit that is in you and put it on them. Numbers chapter 11, verses 16 and 17. In the book of Judges, chapter 6, verse 34, and also in 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 13, God gave the Spirit to warriors facing a daunting task. The Spirit of the Lord also came upon the prophet Isaiah as he was sent to bring news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted. Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit was also given to the prophet Ezekiel as he was sent to the people of Israel in exile. Ezekiel chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. He said to me, O mortal, stand up on your feet, and I will speak to you. And when he spoke to me, a spirit entered me. He said to me, mortal, I am sending you to the people of Israel, to a nation of rebels who have rebelled against me. In the New Testament, Jesus promised the Holy Spirit to all who believe in him, to reveal God's word to us. Jesus said, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you." John chapter 14, verse 26. The Holy Spirit is also to convict us of sin. In John chapter 16, verse 8, Jesus said, "And when he, the Advocate, comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment." Jesus also identifies an important characteristic and function of the Holy Spirit. He says, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come." John chapter 16, verse 13. The Holy Spirit will lead us to the truth about God the Father, the truth about Jesus the Son, and the truth about ourselves. The Holy Spirit will enable us to recognize and experience God's love and our importance to God as God's children by adoption and grace. The Holy Spirit gives us the power to witness to Christ. In the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8, just before he leaves his disciples to go back to the Father, Jesus said to them, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." The Holy Spirit unifies the people of God. In Acts chapter 4, verses 31b and 32a, Luke writes, "They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God with boldness. Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul. The third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, was Jesus' promised gift to all who believed in him. He fulfilled that promise as the Jews celebrated the Jewish festival of weeks on the 50th day after the Passover. On this occasion, the Jews also celebrated the giving of the law to Moses. At this time, Jesus came from all over the world to celebrate at the temple in Jerusalem. It was 50 days after the resurrection that we celebrate the feast of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the disciples. They were gathered together in one place. And suddenly from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and the tongues rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Acts chapter 2, verses 2 to 4. The Holy Spirit transformed the disciples and gifted them with the gift of languages to enable them to begin the task that their Lord and Master gave them: make disciples of all nations. Luke in Acts chapter 2 identifies at least 15 nations that were present on that day. Luke chapter 2 verses 9 to 11. They all heard the good news of God's salvation in Christ in their own language. They were convinced, and 3,000 people were added to their number that day. We receive the gift of the Holy Spirit at our baptism. We are equipped with the gifts that we need to carry out our tasks for God in the world. We are reminded by Paul in his second letter to Timothy, "For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but a spirit of power and love and self-discipline." 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Let us therefore acknowledge the gift of the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to renew us. Therefore, as new creatures in Christ, we will be faithful to the task our Father has given us through the Son. The hymn writer Edwin Hash sums it up for us this way. He writes, "Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love and do what thou wouldst do." Amen. Let us pray. Pour out your Spirit, O Lord. We will rejoice in all your works. Holy Spirit, come to your church. Refresh us in truth and vision. Give courage to all who call upon your name to testify to your saving love. Pour out your Spirit, O Lord. We will rejoice in all your works. Holy Spirit, come to your world. Unite desperate and divisive people. Turn our snares into wonder at your amazing deeds. Pour out your spirit, O Lord. We will rejoice in all your works. Holy Spirit, come to your creation. Renew the face of the earth with your life-giving presence. Clean and revive the product of your outpouring love. Pour out your spirit, O Lord. We will rejoice in all your works. Holy Spirit, come to your people. Bring comfort to all in any kind of distress or weakness. Restore us in your mercy. Pour out your spirit, O Lord. We will rejoice in all your works. Holy Spirit, come to your adopted children. Bring to life all who hope in you. Open to us the gates of paradise. Pour out your spirit, O Lord. We will rejoice in all your works. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 266, Breathe on Me, Breath of God.
Until my
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may Almighty God, who enlightened the minds of the disciples by pouring out upon them the Holy Spirit, make you rich in his blessing, that you may abound more and more in that Spirit forever. May God, who sent the Holy Spirit as a flame of fire that rested upon the heads of the disciples, burn out all evil from your hearts and make them shine with the pure light of his presence. May God, who by the Holy Spirit cause those of many tongues to proclaim Jesus as Lord, strengthen your faith and send you out to bear witness to him in word and deed. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. And we pray that as you continue to experience the presence of the Holy Spirit, that you will have a very productive and rewarding week. Please be safe. And we end with the hymn, Songs of Fellowship, 598. Then the Spirit of the Lord.
I'm wanna dance with you. Let me hear you say, come Jesus, come. Let me ask you, are you ready to throw down?
Yes, thank you.